When I found her crossing the road in the middle of the desert, I was shocked that she was even still alive. I saw what I thought was a rock in the middle of the road, but as I got closer, I could tell that it clearly was not a rock. It was moving and meowing. It was the smallest little cat I've ever seen in my entire life. Its eyes were glued shut, and she was just meowing so desperately. She couldn't see, but ran right over to my car because I was the only thing making noise.
Guys, what do I do?
She really needed my help, so I couldn't just let her stay there.
I found a cat. It's all alone and it's 90 degrees outside, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
My first thought was like, I can't take this cat, right? I am allergic to cats, and also I live a lifestyle where I can't really leave an animal in my vehicle too long. I immediately started looking for like shelters and vets online, but it was a Sunday and everything was closed. I made sure to look around to check if there were any other cats or any people around, and it really didn't seem like it. I had to keep her overnight. If only I knew how many milestones we'd reach. I didn't know too much about cats.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Say hi.
I was a little nervous to like pick her up. I got her this box from a local liquor store, and I got her some cat food from the gas station. I got her some water. She was just looking up at me, so small and scared. She was shaking a little bit, and she was circling my ankles and rubbing up against me. The first night, she wasn't eating very much or drinking very much. It was actually really hard to sleep that night because she was making so much noise. I was really worried about whether she was okay and if she'd make it through the night. I hated feeling so helpless, knowing I couldn't do anything to make her feel better. I brought her to the vet the next day. She had no chip. She was only 4 weeks old and suffering. The recovery process was a little tough. I had to feed her medication, and she didn't like it, obviously. Within a few days, her eyes cleared. She was much more active. She wasn't shaking anymore. But it seemed like what she really wanted was company. She would cry and cry and cry for the first few days, but whenever she was able to be around me, immediately it would stop. It's possible that she saw me as her parent. She would stick her face and keep meowing and meowing until I pet her nose, and then immediately climb right onto my shoulder. I was shocked.
There you
I genuinely remember the first time she felt love. I just started petting her cheek a little bit with my finger, and she perked up, like realizing how awesome it felt. Cheesy to say, but it seemed like the most healing thing for her was actually learning that people cared about her. I wasn't thinking about keeping her at first. I had some friends saying, oh, we'll take her. But we had so much fun together, I ended up being like, I can't give this cat away. I have to watch her grow up. But what I do for work requires that I leave my van in a very hot parking lot most of the time. It just wouldn't be humane. So, what I decided to do was drive her all the way to my parents' house. I knew we had a long journey ahead, but I was like, let's give it a try. And then we took on the road together. It was so awesome. I already knew from a few days in that our bond was so strong, and we both began to feel it much more together as we traveled. we spent that week on the road just traveling about 3,000 miles. She trusted me so much, and she had to put up with so much. And I was so excited for my parents to meet her. So when I arrived with her to my parents' house, I was so surprised because my dad had previously been a person who was like, oh, I'm never getting an animal. But she was met with a very warm embrace. Seeing her confidently explore my parents' house was hard to believe after finding her helpless in the middle of the desert. Do you want to smell an onion? So now she's staying with my parents, but we are still very close to this day. Whenever I come home, she'll meet me by the door.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Her eyes are just so big, and she's just being like, my play pal is back. It's playtime. And then we'll kind of chase each other around the house. It's really funny. Maybe she thinks I'm a really big cat.
She's been doing this for like 5 whole minutes.
She has such a big, bright personality.
Sight's favorite game is called Get the Worm.
She has such a funny, like, pocket of faces. There's no word for the type of face that she makes. Everyone who interacts with Scythe ends up laughing and smiling. She's a pretty independent cat.
You wanna go outside? You're not asking very nicely.
She definitely appreciates her own space, so she's not, like, the most clingy cat.
Wanna go inside? Okay, baby.
Scythe really likes to go outside. She goes and explores the entire neighborhood. I feel like she inherited that trait from me. Because the call to go out and just see what's out there is the exact call that led me to her. And it makes sense that it's such a big part of both of our personalities.
Scythe!
I get a little sad because I'm like, aw, I wish she still climbed on me. But sometimes she'll come and just put herself right in front of me. Be like, look at me, pay attention to me, it's my turn. I never thought that I would be a cat dad, but now I can't believe I hesitated to keep her at first. This is my little daughter. And I'm so happy that we get to spend our life together.
What do you think?